Soros-funded group, vote by mail must become the default option. By Aaron Klein on May 16, 2020. Vote by mail must become the default option for the vast majority of Americans during the coronavirus epidemic, declared the Center for American Progress. The Center for American Progress, CAP, which functions as somewhat of an idea factory for the Democratic Party, has been a central part of the progressive nerve center pushing the vote by mail scheme. CAP is funded by Soros's Open Society Foundations and joined scores of other Soros-financed groups using the virus to lobby for the overhaul of the U.S. election system. Analysts have posited that such proposals help the Democratic Party. Republicans specifically fear the prospect of voter fraud, since mail-in voting would be harder to authenticate. Danielle Root serves on the Democracy and Government Reform team at the CAP. She penned a column lamenting how in-person voting still remains the most popular method of casting ballots in most states, although voting by mail is used broadly in a handful of places. Root urges, states officials must not delay in implementing vital policies such as vote by mail and extended early voting for upcoming elections. Nor must Congress delay providing additional funding in the amount of $4 billion as recommended by noted experts for states to make all necessary upgrades to election procedures and infrastructure in time for upcoming elections. The CAP activist cautions that although vote by mail must become the default option for the vast majority of Americans during this health crisis, the vote by mail system is not an ideal or accessible option for many others. She wrote that preserving in-person voting for a segment of the population is important to protect against what she described in a previous column as possible voter disenfranchisement. Those who could be impacted, she wrote, include voters who rely on same-day voter registration. People living on tribal lands who may not have access to reliable mailing systems and African American voters who traditionally rely on in-person voting. Still, CAP views vote by mail as necessary for most Americans under the pandemic. The group recently published its wish list for the next round of recovery legislation during the coronavirus crisis. The compilation recommended requiring all states to significantly expand vote by mail opportunities, implement at least 14 days of early voting, adopt online and same-day voter registration. CAP joins a slew of other Soros-funded progressive groups seeking the expanded use of mail-in balloting for elections by citing fears that coronavirus makes it too dangerous to vote in person. Prominent among those groups is the Brennan Center for Justice, which is heavily financed by Soros and released an updated $4 billion nationwide funding blueprint for voting reform during the coronavirus pandemic. Democrat lawmakers have cited the Brennan Center's coronavirus voting plan as influencing their legislative proposals, while the news media has routinely spotlighted the radical proposal. The original Brennan Center coronavirus voting reform plan released in March was budgeted at $2 billion. Late last month, the center doubled that estimate to $4 billion. Breitbart News previously reported the Brennan Center was listed in leaked Open Society Foundation's documents as receiving funds specifically earmarked for litigation to expand access to registration and improve ease of voting. Alongside the Brennan Center are a slew of other progressive groups tied to Soros money that are working overtime to push mail-in voting. The Soros-funded Brennan Center's mail-in ballot plan was weaponized by the Stand Up America activist group, which launched a nationwide program urging Americans to nudge Congress to fund the voting changes. The group's activities reportedly resulted in more than 19,000 calls to congressional offices in one day alone. Stand Up America is funded by the 1630 Fund, which is managed by the shadowy Arabella Advisors, a for-profit consultancy funded by far-left donors. The Soros-funded Democracy Alliance recommended that donors invest several million dollars into 1630 Fund. The massively Soros-funded American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, which routinely partners with Brennan, has been pumping materials urging coronavirus voting legislation that pushes mail-in voting. Soros's Open Society Foundations donated $50 million to the ACLU. The Brennan Center has been the recipient of numerous grants from Soros's Open Society Foundations totaling over $7,466,000 from 2000 to 2010. Meanwhile, a coalition of progressive groups are reportedly mounting a multi-million-dollar campaign to not only change the presidential election system to mail-in voting during coronavirus, but to keep the mail-in balloting as part of the permanent way Americans will vote in the future. The other groups in the Mail-In Advocacy Coalition include the National Association of Nonpartisan Reformers, Public Citizen, Common Cause, National Vote at Home Institute, and the Center for Secure and Modern Elections. Common Cause is funded by Soros's Open Society Foundations. So is Public Citizen. The Center for Secure and Modern Elections is a project of the left-leaning New Venture Fund, which doesn't disclose its donors. The National Vote at Home Institute is partnered with the Soros-funded League of Women Voters, as well as the Soros-funded Common Cause. The National Association of Nonpartisan Reformers lists its founding organization members as including Fair Vote. Fair Vote is a project of the Soros-funded Center for Voting and Democracy. A recent Washington Post op by election experts cited a study finding people who vote by mail are significantly more likely to make mistakes than those who vote in person. Of course, people who vote in person may make mistakes, but they can more easily ask for help in correcting their ballots. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem Bureau Chief and Senior Investigative Reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show.